Ann Shimke is reporter and community editor for the nonprofit news organization Chalkbeat Colorado, online at chalkbeat.org. She's written for the Washington Post and papers in Michigan, Virginia, and Colorado. Thanks so much for speaking to Katie and Kay, Ann.
Thanks for having me.
There was no summer vacation for a reporter on the education beat this year. Looking back across the past few months, you've written about vaccination rates in Colorado schools, high poverty schools that offer free meals to all students, the ban on diet soda in high school, sexting and teen sexual health, even preschool expulsion. Today, I want to ask you about your reporting on school start times.
Absolutely.
Roaring Fork High School and Carbondale Middle School start at 8 a.m. Glenwood Springs High School starts at 8. Aspen High starts at 8:05. What times do most high schools in the biggest Colorado districts start now?
About 7 to 8 o'clock, somewhere in that range. That's pretty typical.
So our teens here in the Valley don't have it too bad by comparison. Why are more and more parents and experts advocating later start times? Why might that be better for teens?
Well, there's been research for years, and it's kind of a growing drumbeat of research that shows teens do better when they can sleep in. The way they're programmed in terms of biology, they're programmed to go to bed later and thus sleep in later. They need like 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep a night. Because of their sleep schedule, people are advocating for schools to kind of reflect that and start later.
Teens tend to stay up late.
Right, and that's part of their biology. It's not because they're being difficult or defiant. That's actually part of their biological rhythms.
I learned from your article that later start times are even recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and the American Academy of Pediatrics. What was the American Academy of Pediatrics' specific recommendation?
So they recommended that secondary schools, so not just high schools, but middle schools, start at 8:30 or after. And the reason that research has shown that they advocate that is students do better in school. There's reduced risk of drowsy driving, and they actually have better mental health when they get enough sleep. So those are all kind of issues that play into that recommendation.
Can affect depression and even obesity rates.
That's right. Yep.
My hometown of Seattle is shifting high schools and middle schools to an 8:45 a.m. start. What's happening in Colorado school districts?
It's all over the map. Most districts still start in that kind of 7 to 8 range. More of them are looking at an 8:30 or after start, but there's a lot of logistics that have to be worked out to make that happen. Everything from transportation to after-school sports, students with after-school jobs, or students who have to look after siblings. That can all kind of come into play and make it a very tricky jigsaw puzzle to work out.
Yeah, it seems like it does cause issues on the dismissal side of the day. Cherry Creek near Denver faced outrage from parents when they shifted middle school starts to 9 a.m. a few years back. Do we know why so many parents protested that particular move?
I think part of it, so the previous start time there had been 8 a.m., and that hour shift is a big shift for families who have maybe been used to one schedule. Maybe they dropped their kids off and then went to work. Or maybe they had no one to watch the kids after they went to work in that small window of time before the kids went to school. So I think there's a lot of, again, logistical issues, not just for schools, but for families who maybe had their schedule all worked out perfectly with the 8 a.m. start time.
And no matter how well-intentioned administrators are, like you're saying, there's such a range of needs in the families. So what's next for this issue? Some of the big districts are planning to reach out to their communities this year?
That's right. So Boulder Valley Schools and Cherry Creek are both going to seek input from the community. Both are considering start times of closer to, in Boulder Valley, it would be around 8:45. In Cherry Creek, they're still kind of deciding what that window would look like. But yes, they're both going to be doing kind of community outreach campaigns and seeing if it's something that could work.
Ann Shimke is reporter and community editor for the nonprofit news organization Chalkbeat Colorado, online at chalkbeat.org. We will link to your article, Two of Colorado's Largest Districts Explore Later High School Start Times, at our website, kdnk.org. Thanks so much for speaking with Katie and Kay, Ann.
Thanks for having me.